I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids.
Hi, I'm Marshall, and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Mindy, and I'm on Team Parents, and this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast. We have one of my very favorite guests back here today, who I invited. John McBride is here with us. Hi, John.
Yay, applause.
Yes, John is here.
And I'm on Team Parents, even though I'm not a parent.
John is also on Team Parents today. I invited John to come back and answer some Harry Potter trivia with me because Zach is asking the questions today and I don't want to be alone answering this level 2 Harry Potter trivia challenge questions. Zach is going to ask questions today. So Zach, tell us a little bit about these Harry Potter level 2 questions.
So everybody did so well on Harry Potter the first time we did this that I wanted to up our game a little bit. So this time, Harry Potter level 2, we're going advanced. These are questions for Harry Potter fans. All of our questions today are based on the books, not the movies. And a warning, there will be spoilers. So if you have not read the books, there will be spoilers for the story of Harry Potter.
If I remember right, Marshall and I asked the questions to you and Elena on our last Harry Potter, and you got almost perfect scores. So you think it's going to be a little harder than that?
I think it's going to be a lot harder than that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll ace the whole thing at home. See how you do. See how big of Harry Potter fans you are. But we're pretty big Harry Potter fans in our family. And so I think I've got some pretty tough questions today.
And John, you're a Harry Potter fan.
I was just watching the last movie last night, so yes, very much so.
Yes, doing research for us.
Prepping.
Kids, how are you feeling about this?
I've watched a lot of Harry Potter, so hopefully I do well.
And read a lot of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And John, why did you watch the movie? It's based on the books.
I know. I love the movies, but I've also read the books like 4 times.
And you can watch one movie much faster than you can read one book.
True.
So, way to brush up, yes.
All right, I think we are ready. So we have 10 questions for Team Kids, 10 questions for Team Parents. We'll ask them in 2 rounds. In round 1, each question is worth 1 point. In round 2, each question is worth 2 points. We'll put 10 seconds of music after each question so you can think about your answers at home.
Let's do this. It's on, kids. I have a partner this time.
All right. As much as possible, these move from easy to hard, but let's be honest, I think they're a little bit tough to begin with. They're also a little bit chronological, so we're going to start at the beginning of the Harry Potter series, and we're going to work our way clear to the end of the Harry Potter series. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Starting off, round 1 for 1 point, kids, question number 1. In Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, what store does Harry go into to purchase his wand?
Oh, I forgot.
Ollivander's store?
Yeah, it was Ollivander. I forgot the name.
Yes, good job. Marshall was right on top of that one. Ollivander's.
You should know that because that is where you purchased your wands at Harry Potter World.
They brought us up and they were like, this is the perfect wand for you. And I'm like, no, I don't want that wand.
Marshall is the only wizard who has rejected the wand when it chose him. He was like, no, thanks, guy.
Was like, no, thanks. I want the Voldemort wand.
All right. That's 1 point for Team Kids. We're going to stay in the same realm for the parents' question number 1. A little tougher. What is Harry's wand made of?
I know the core is Phoenix feather.
And like the wood.
Yeah.
Phoenix feather and I don't know the wood.
Hold on. It'll come to me. No, it won't. It's not you. What is it? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I keep wanting to say what the Elder Wand is, but it's wrong because that's not it. But it is the same Phoenix. Can I at least get some credit for it? It's the same Phoenix as Voldemort's wand. They both came from the same Phoenix.
That is correct.
All right. The actual wand is an 11-inch long wand made of Hollywood and Phoenix feather. Kids, do they get any credit for knowing Phoenix feather?
I think they get half a point.
I'll take that half a point. I would have never come up with Holly. No. Not ever.
How about they get a millionth of a point?
on a millionth of a point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just round that up to a half.
All right. Question number two for kids. Kids, you're doing well. During Harry's first year at Hogwarts, who was the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher?
His first year, the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher was Lupin?
Think about the end of the movie.
Oh, it was Squirrel. No, Quirrell. Why do I always think his name is Squirrel.
It sounds a lot like Squirrel, but you got it right.
He is kind of squirrely.
He is. Quirinus Quirrell, the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher who turns on Harry.
Little baby squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah, the end of that first movie is scary. Since we said there's spoilers, when he has like Voldemort on the back of his head, that's pretty scary. That scared me.
Nice job. You know your book one. Let's see how the parents do. Parents, I have another question for you about the faculty at Hogwarts. When Harry arrives at Hogwarts, this dull instructor is the only ghost teacher on staff.
He teaches history of magic. Is his name Binns.
Yes, Professor Binns, the teacher of history of magic, which they picked the subject. It's really hard to make interesting. True. Thousands of years of history.
Does he stay throughout the books? And I don't remember them talking about him much.
I think they just stopped taking his classes.
Yeah. I think he's there. She just stops writing about him because he's as boring as his subject is.
He couldn't have died. He's a ghost, right?
Yeah. He's there. Unless he got fired.
Like Trelawney?
But that would have been a great scene in the book. And I don't think we had that. So deleted scenes.
True.
Professor Binns getting fired. All right. Great job.
Woohoo. We have a full point.
A point and a millionth.
Let's go back to Team Kids. Question number three. Students at Hogwarts take annual field trips to Hogsmeade. What is the name of the Hogsmeade sweets shop? I think you've also been to this place to buy candy at Universal.
Was it the one that like Fred and George have?
No, that's the joke shop.
That later. Wait. So this, the first part of this name,
I literally remember
is
going
a sweet
there.
Substance that never goes bad in thousands of years. That's what we learned.
Honey?
Honey? Oh, I thought you might get it once you got that trigger.
Team parents for the 0 point steal.
Honeydukes.
Yay. We've been there in Hogsmeade in Harry Potter World, but you probably didn't notice the name.
Too busy looking for the candy. Honeydukes Sweet Shop also supplies the food cart on the Hogwarts Express where they buy the chocolate frogs at the very beginning.
And the every flavor beans.
And Bertie Bott's every flavored beans. All right, let's see how team parents do. Sticking with shopping. In which store near Diagon Alley, known to deal with unusual and ancient magical artifacts, did Voldemort once work as a young man?
Do you know it, John?
I think so, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I don't know either. Yeah, I could see it written on a page, but I don't know if I can say it. Is it Borgin and Burks? Yeah, that's what I would say.
It is. Yay. Borgin and Burke. I didn't know if you'd be able to get that one. I thought that was tougher.
You underestimate us.
Also, the store where Malfoy had the vanishing cabinet.
Yes, Malfoy sneaks around the corner
in book six
and buys the vanishing cabinet in Borgin and Burks on Nocturne Alley.
Wait, we've been there.
Yeah, and in Harry Potter World, there's a secret passage to Borgin and Burks in Diagon Alley.
Oh, really?
You have to find.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that.
Yep, in the one in Orlando.
Oh, okay. I haven't been to that one.
I don't know about the one in L.A.
The one in L.A. is like half the size as the one in Florida. Okay. It doesn't have everything.
One. We go to Orlando because we visit Uncle Mike, so we've never been to the one in California.
It's okay. I've heard that the one in Florida is way better.
It's pretty great. And Nocturne Alley is really cool. All right, the questions are getting a little tougher. Kids, you ready for question number four? At Hogwarts, there are four house ghosts. Who is the Gryffindor house ghost?
Oh, the guy who can, like, take off his head.
I can't. Headless.
Headless Steve?
Headless Steve.
Okay, we got it right.
You want to keep thinking about that
one? Yeah, I don't know.
Headless Steve.
He is played by John Cleese in the movies. Not that that's going to help you.
Also, is he completely headless?
No, you can just take off his head. Not completely headless.
Getting closer.
Not completely headless Steve.
I don't know.
Are we taking it? Nearly headless Nick.
Nearly headless Nick. Had his head chopped off, but they failed to completely chop his head off, so his head kind of flops to one side. Does anybody know, for no points, just pride, his full name?
There's something Porpington.
Yes! Nicholas DeMimsey Porpington.
DeMimsey Porpington.
I just thought that was
right.
A great name. Well, let's see, team parents, how much you know about the house ghosts.
Uh-oh.
Question four for parents. Some house ghosts get more attention than others at Hogwarts. Ravenclaw's ghost, the Grey Lady, was the daughter of Rowena Ravenclaw. How did she die?
This comes in at the end with the whole diadem.
I don't know. But I cannot remember.
Let's come up with some good story. I think she might have died by drowning. I don't know.
No idea, but I know who the other two house ghosts are.
Wait. Okay, I'm going to cut. She died.
Who killed her?
Who killed her?
Grindelwald.
Team kids for the steal?
Voldemort.
No.
Wait, really?
Not Voldemort. Nope.
I thought he was the one who, like...
Salazar Slytherin. Was it? He's the only other bad guy.
Side note, Salazar Slytherin was not a bad guy.
He was a
Slytherin. He kind of was. Hey, so am I. Back off.
And so is Marshall.
All right, it's a great story, so I can tell you the story. Helena Ravenclaw stole the diadem from her mother, Rowena Ravenclaw, and ran off to Albania to use the diadem to, I guess, make her smarter. Her mother, Rowena Ravenclaw, sent the Bloody Baron to Albania to go get the diadem back. When she refused, the Bloody Baron, who is in love with her, murdered her, and then killed himself, and they both became Hogwarts house ghosts.
Because the Bloody Baron is the Slytherin house ghost.
Yes. That
I was
is
on the right track.
Awkward eternity of being in the next room. Yes.
Interesting stories. All right, we're on to the last question of round one. Team Kids, final question of round one. Question five. Young Voldemort was a student at Hogwarts. What was his full name before changing it to Lord Voldemort?
Do I have to know his middle name?
His initials? Do you want his initials? T-M-R.
Also, you mix up all the letters and you get, I am Lord Voldemort.
I don't know.
Tell, how much do you know? Maybe this will be a half
Tom,
point.
I know Tom Riddle. Marvin? Marv?
Ooh. Close.
I don't know.
Team parents?
I'm always afraid I'm going to pronounce them wrong. It's Marvolo.
Thomas Marvolo Riddle. That's how I'd pronounce it.
Tom Marvolo Riddle. Yep. What do you think? Half a point?
A whole point.
A millionth of a point. So now we're tied at 2 and a millionth each.
All right, team parents, question five, last question of round one.
Okay.
Where did Dumbledore first meet Tom Riddle?
At an orphanage when he came in and... He was a little boy and he like did magic for him. And he said, can you do this magic, et cetera, et cetera. So we came and found him at an orphanage.
Yes, it was at an orphanage.
I don't need to know the name of this orphanage, do I?
You don't. So I researched this for a while because the name does come up. It is Wool's Orphanage. However, I don't believe that name is in any of the books.
Interesting.
I think that came up later in additional stories.
Yeah. And then like Tom has a bunch of kids' toys like hidden in a box in an armoire or something. And like
that's right.
Dumbledore makes it light on fire.
Doesn't Dumbledore say something like, see, I'm like you?
Yeah. And he convinces him that he's like...
that he's magic and he should go to Hogwarts.
Yeah, that he's magic and then he comes to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
All right. That is the end of round one. We're doing pretty well. Mindy, how are the scores looking?
Team parents have 3 1/1 round up to a half. Kids have 2 1/1 round up to a half. Kids, 2 1/2.
Close game.
Parents, 3 1/2. Close game. And I think our questions get significantly harder, is my understanding, as we go.
The questions will get harder. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we'll see you back for round two. And we are back for round two. The scores are close. Questions get a little harder. Let's see how we do in round two. We're going to start with kids again. Kids, question 6. This round, every question is worth 2 points. Kids, name the werewolf who supports Voldemort and bites Remus Lupin, turning him into a werewolf.
I can picture him. I like have a Lego version of him in the basement.
I have no idea.
His last name is the color of his back.
Oh, Greyback.
Greyback? What's his first name?
You're making them know his first name?
Bobby Greyback.
Maybe I'll give you points for knowing Greyback. 1 point for knowing Greyback. Team parents, do you know his full name?
Fenrir.
Yeah, Fenrir or Fenir.
Fenrir.
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 Fenrir Greyback.
I would have not known that.
For pride, does anyone know who else Fenrir Greyback bit over the course of the stories?
Oh.
Or attacked. There are two other people attacked.
Wait, I feel like I remember this story.
Is it Charlie or Bill? It's Bill. Bill Weasley.
Bill Weasley, that's right.
That's one of them. Bill Weasley is bit and turned into a werewolf. And there is one other who is attacked and I believe dies.
It's a student at Hogwarts. I don't remember who, though.
It's a girl. It's Lavender Brown. Yeah.
Lavender Brown, yes.
Yeah,
Battle of Hogwarts, Lavender Brown.
I remember
is
that
attacked.
Scene where Bill got bit, like where there's a fire at the Weasley house. I literally have that Lego set in the basement.
Yes. All right, that is 1 point out of two for Team Kids. Team Parents, question 6. We're going to stick with the theme of Voldemort supporters. What headmaster of Durmstrang's is known to be a former Death Eater?
I can't remember the first name, but I know the last name.
What's his last name?
Starts with a K.
Karkaroff.
I can't remember his first name,
though. That
should
be
That's 1 point. That's 1 point.
Boris. I'm going to say Boris.
Boris Karloff.
That's probably where I got that. I was like, this just sounds right.
It's not Victor, because that's Victor Krum.
Is it Yuri?
No.
Those are all lovely names. Igor.
Igor.
I would have given you both points, but you were so strict on the kids that that is 1 point out of two.
I'm okay with that.
That's okay. Last names are fine. We both got the last name.
All right. We're getting tougher as we go. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe you'll just know this. Team Kids, question 7. Voldemort splits his soul into 7 Horcruxes. Of the 7, which is the only one that he did not intend to make?
Harry Potter.
It was Harry Potter.
So that question was way too easy, apparently.
Yeah, that everybody knows that.
He did not intend to make the Horcrux of Harry Potter. There is interesting discussion of, are there 7 Horcruxes or are there 8? But I think that becomes a question of, is the piece of soul left in Voldemort a Horcrux or not?
I wouldn't think so. Because the idea of a Horcrux is putting it into something else.
Right. So he learns that seven is the perfect number, but I think he learns that he should split his soul into seven pieces. And in doing so, he plans to make six Horcruxes.
Okay. Sounds right.
No, but then the hairy one. So right. Technically, there's one more.
Unintentionally makes that seventh Horcrux.
When did he do that?
When Harry was a baby.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so that's going to tie into the parents' question seven. Voldemort learns that in order to make a Horcrux, he must commit the supreme act of evil, murder, which rips the soul apart. Who did Voldemort kill in order to make his first Horcrux?
So his first Horcrux, well, what is the Horcrux? What's his first one, John? What do you think?
I can't remember what the first one is. Is it the Hufflepuff cup with Helga?
The book. The journal? Is it his journal? Who does he kill? Oh, Moaning Myrtle. Moaning Myrtle. It's Moaning Myrtle.
Yes, it took you a long journey to get there. But Voldemort, using the basilisk, killed Moaning Myrtle. Created a Horcrux in the diary.
We got it, though. We came around to it.
The diary, which was then destroyed by the Basilisk Fang. Okay, our last three questions. We're getting hard now. Team Kids, what are the three elements that make up the Deathly Hallows?
The invisibility cloak,
the Elder Wand, and the Stone of Resurrection.
Yeah, the Stone of Resurrection.
Yes, these questions I think are going to be hard for you, and you two just know them all. Yes, 2 points for Team Kids.
I just want to point out that I know all of their answers as well. That's all.
I do as well. I am really nervous that this question is going to be about that backstory of this.
Of the Deathly Hallows.
Yes, so I'm just nervous about it. Okay, let's see what it is.
What? No. What story from the Tales of Beedle the Bard tells the tale of the Deathly Hallows?
Oh, the Three Brothers. Is that what it's called? The Three Brothers in the Deathly Hallows. The Brothers Grimm. I don't know.
Hans Christian Andersen and the Deathly Hallows.
The day that death stalked the three brothers and created the Deathly Hallows. The Peveril. It's the Peveril. I'm just going to say things I know about it until one of them is right.
Nicholas Flamel.
You're so darn close. I'm going to give it. It is the tale of the three brothers. Oh. So yes, the three brothers.
One point. I get 1 point.
The tale of is just the story of, and she said, the story of the three brothers. So I think that is correct. All right. Now we're getting hard. Final two questions. Question 9. Team Kids. In Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, after Voldemort uses the Avada Kedavra curse on Harry, who lies and confirms to Voldemort that Harry is, in fact, dead?
Oh, I know.
Is it Hagrid?
No, I know. It's Draco's mom.
Morticia?
You are so darn close. I'm going to give you the points, but yeah. It is Narcissa.
Narcissa
Malfoy, yes.
I was thinking Adam's family, because they're kind of the same vibe. They're kind of the same vibe.
Morticia
Malfoy, that's a better name than Narcissa.
That sounds good, yeah.
Morticia Malfoy, the alliteration.
All right, team parents, I have to admit, I looked really hard for really hard questions for the end of this game.
I hate you.
Question 9. The Battle of Hogwarts represented a day that will never be forgotten by the wizarding world. This day is now remembered as International Harry Potter Day. What day was the Battle of Hogwarts?
I'm going to guess.
We don't have to get the year or anything, right?
Just the day.
Tuesday.
In the movie, it was pretty overcast and gray. So I'm going to say it was maybe like late fall. Like, and no. Okay, they've been in school all year. And this is at the end of the school year. And like they've been keeping, like Snape's been the headmaster all year. So it's got to be like May. What's a good 13th? Maybe that's a creepy number. I'm going to go with May 13th.
That is so close, but so wrong. If you want to celebrate International Harry Potter Day, you would do it on May 2nd.
Oh, well.
Well, now I don't want to celebrate it.
It's going to come around and I'm going to be like, dumb.
And the year, in case you want to know, is 1998.
99. Oh, 98. I thought it was 99.
So close. Team kids, here we are. The final question. In the final fight with Voldemort, what spell does Harry cast just before Voldemort is killed?
Expelliarmus?
It's Expelliarmus.
It is Expelliarmus. Because like the only spell
they kind of just
uses.
They kind of just recreated it in they kind of just recreated the same thing in the fourth book in the graveyard when they did that same spell against each other.
He also did Expecto Patronum.
But not when he was fighting people.
Dementors are people too.
No, they are specifically not people.
Final question, Team Parents. Question 10, worth 2 points. In the 19 years later epilogue, we learn that Harry marries Ginny and they have 3 children. James Sirius Potter, Albus Severus Potter, and Lily Luna Potter. Hermione and Ron married and had 2 children. What were those children's names?
No idea.
0 clues.
It was Trelawney Longbottom.
Neville? Oh, yeah. Neville would be a good one. Maybe Flitwick. Cedric? Cho?
Flitwick Diggory.
I know one of them.
I have no clue.
I know the boy's name.
I know. I think I have a guess.
I know
what
one
is it, Lena?
Ron Harry.
Oh, Harry.
Ron Harry Granger. Ron Harry Granger.
The boy is named Hugo, right?
Yes. The children's Good names, job. Which make a lot less sense than Harry's kids' names, are Rose Granger Weasley and Rose. Hugo Granger Weasley.
Why are they Granger Weasley?
From Rose, is that in Cursed Child?
Yes, Rose Granger Weasley is in Cursed Child. I don't think Hugo is.
Okay.
All right, nice job on advanced Harry Potter trivia. Mindy, what were our final scores?
So, parents, John, I think we did pretty good. We did better than I thought we would. I'm glad I invited you to be on my team because you got me way more points.
Got most of them.
We got 8.5 points. Kids got 9.5 points or 8 1/1 and 9 1/1, depending on how you're counting. So kids, by 1 point, you come ahead with a Harry Potter champion.
Nice.
Congrats, kids. Nice job on your Harry Potter knowledge. At home, add up your points, see how you did. And thank you so much for joining us and for listening to the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
Bye. Thanks for listening.